You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk.
Our go.
The United Kingdom is passing significant electoral reforms as part of an effort to boost public trust in democracy. One of these reforms is to lower the voting age to 16 for all elections, aligning voting rights with Scotland and Wales that already have lowered their voting ages. The changes still require parliamentary approval, but this is unlikely to be a hurdle as Prime Minister Keir Starmer campaigned on these promises. The reforms also include expanding acceptable voter IDs, a new automated system to register to vote, and a tightening of rules surrounding political donations. For International Desk, I spoke to Ralph Hall, advisor for the Electoral Reform Society, about these changes. The Electoral Reform Society is an independent organisation in the United Kingdom that campaigns for democratic rights. I started by asking Hall to explain what the announcement in the UK means for the voting age.
Absolutely. So the government last week announced the elections strategy for the next, the changes they're going to make before the next general election in the UK. And one of the key ones was confirming their manifesto commitment to lower the voting age from 18 to 16, and this will be in place before the probable 2029, maybe 2028 UK general election.
Has this been a long-standing discussion in the UK?
Absolutely. It has been quite a long-standing discussion and debate. It's something that the Labour Party have had in their manifestos for over a decade now. They've just been mainly in opposition. So now that they're finally in government, they are implementing something that Ed Miliband back in 2013, I think, announced and committed to. It was also something that the Liberal Democrats had as far back as 2001 in their manifesto. And there have been campaigns in civil society for this since at least 2003 when a Vote to 16 coalition was formed. So it has been a long debate in the UK, and that is now being progressed with this elections bill that will be coming up in the next few months and or year or so.
What is the Labour Party's reasoning for supporting this change?
The Labour Party, at least their stated reason, is that turnout has been low in the UK. And we've seen from countries that have had a lower voting age, such as Scotland, which is part of the UK, and Austria and other places, is that youth turnout actually increases when you lower the voting age, because people who are 16 and 17 vote at a higher rate than people who cast their first ballot when they're 18, 19, 20. And that pattern of voting then continues. They form more a lifelong habit of voting. And so the Labour Party is definitely framing this as positive for turnout. It's also positive for youth engagement. And they also talk about comparable ages, such as the fact that at 16 you can leave home, work full-time and join the army. So those are the sorts of arguments that the UK Labour Party are raising.
Has this been a popular decision? And if not, what has the opposition been?
I think it's something that has a lot of support amongst young people, but it is something that is debated and contested in the United Kingdom. You have people on both sides of the equation. I think the main opposition parties, the Conservative Party and Reform, have both come out against it, but there are a number of parties in Parliament, the Liberal Democrats, the Green Party, and others who are supportive of it. And so there is different views amongst different political parties on this issue.
Along with the voting age, the government announced several other electoral reforms. Could you touch a bit on what these are?
Absolutely. So the voting age was just one part of the election strategy that was announced last week. There's also going to be changes to the rules around voter ID. They're expanding the types of ID that can be used as part of that. They have voter ID in the UK. There is also going to be tougher laws on harassment or abuse of candidates and election workers. One thing that's quite interesting is that they are moving towards a system of automatic voter registration, so enabling the electoral roll to be automatically updated with data from, for example, driver's license or other interactions people have with government services. And so it means that it takes an administrative burden away from people to be constantly updating their details as they move or to enroll for the first time. This is actually something that is being discussed in New Zealand as well. And so it hasn't been reported much, but back in April, the government responded to the Justice and Electoral Committee in New Zealand to their inquiry into the 2023 New Zealand election. And they indicated that they're going to be in New Zealand passing a bill before the next general election that will enable automatic voter registration in New Zealand as well. Whether or not they'll also provide the Electoral Commission with the money to sort of actually do some of that automatic enrollment is a question mark. The Electoral Commission said they needed a lot more money to do this. There's also a big question over whether or not in New Zealand it will work to for new voters who, because if you are Māori, you can choose to be on the Māori roll or the general roll. And so automatically enrolling someone in that situation does raise some questions, and so they'll need to work through those. So it'll be interesting to see the bill that the government puts through in the coming months in New Zealand.
What is driving these other significant electoral reforms? I guess obviously in the UK, but also in New Zealand and maybe internationally.
Yeah, I think there's a real need to reflect on our democracies around the world and how to strengthen them and how to revitalize democracy. Here in the United Kingdom, there is a feeling that, you know, of that the government isn't working well for people, that people want to see a change from the status quo. And one important way of revitalizing trust and faith in democratic institutions is to do things like expand the franchise. Young people have a particularly negative view of the government, but if they have a direct say in elections, then what we've seen from examples in other countries where the voting age is lowered is that people do increase their satisfaction with government when they actually do have a say on the ballot and aren't disenfranchised.
That was Ralph Hall from the Electoral Reform Society in the UK on the recently announced changes to their democracy.
International Desk on 95 BFM.